Gravitational potential energy is the energy that a body possesses by virtue of its position within a gravitational field. So it's the work that the weight force or the gravitational force does. The gravitational force is a conservative force, so that energy is stored. Think about lifting an object up within a gravitational field and letting that object go. All of that work that you did to lift that object up can be reclaimed. That is conserved. There are two equations that you can use to calculate the potential energy, the gravitational potential energy. Really, the relative gravitational potential energy equation is the one that we're going to use. That is V equals mgh. It's relative because when we solve dynamics problems, you're free to choose whatever origin or zero point that you wish to make the problem easier to solve. So that's why we call it relative. You can choose any point, whether it be the ground or above the ground, to be your zero potential energy, whatever makes the problem easiest to solve. The absolute gravitational potential energy equation is V equals minus mg sub e, capital R sub e squared, divided by small r, where m is the mass, g sub e is the acceleration due to gravity at the surface of the Earth, capital R sub e is the radius of the Earth, and small r is the distance of the body from the center of the Earth. So this is absolute because it starts from the center of the Earth, which is the zero point. Now, we rarely use this in an undergraduate dynamics class, but it is there if you happen to want to calculate the absolute gravitational potential energy.